We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Peches Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Peches Amud Aleph. We had in the last Mishnah, there are seven different midos, and including this midos are a hin, which was only used by the Mishkan the first time, Shem and the Mishkan. Then we have Chatzi Ahin, Shlishas Ahin, Revias Ahin, Loig, Chatzi Loig, and Revias Loig. Now, what are all these midos used for? So our Mishnah will discuss some of them. What we're using midos for? Zok the Mishnah. Revias, Mahu Yisma Shemeshes. What do you use the Revias for? Revias Halog. What do you use that for? Zok the Gemara. Revias, Mayim Lemetzaira. When you did the Tahir of Metzaira, what they did was they went outside to the person who became a Metzaira and they brought two Tzipirim. One of them they sent out Aplei Hazada, the other one they were Shechted. And they Shechted into Kli Cheres with Mayim Chayim in the Kli Cheres. Now, it has to be not so much water there, because the dam has to be nicker in the water. How much water was in? How much mayim chayim was in the kli cheres? So it says in Masechta Saita that the mayim shadam hatzipa nirabam is a revius, is a sheer revius, and therefore you had that keli of revius for the water of mitzayra. Revius mayim mitzayra, revius shemen lenazir. Another thing used it for was for revius shemen for a nazir. We know that a chatzi lug was used for the 30 chalas that were a matzah by Lachmei Taida, and half were for 20 of them, the other half for 10. So Revias Shemen was used for 20 chalas. So 20 chalas of Nazir also was Revias Shemen. A quarter of a lug of Shemen was used for, of oil, was used for those 20 chalas. And we'll see in the Gemara about this later on. We saw already in earlier on Perek HaToida that Lechem Zir is near Revias Shemen. We'll see more about the Shir Chatzi Lug VaToida. We'll see on Daf Pei Tes. So in any case, the two things you use Revias for is number one, for Revias Mayim L'Metzaira. Number two is Revias Shemen L'Nazir. What was Chatzi Lug used for? That's Revias Lug. What's Chatzi Lug used for? Mayim Shamish. Chatzi Lug Mayim L'Soita. When they gave the Soita to drink from the Mayim, from the Kir, that was a chatzi lug mayim. They filled up the kiyah with a chatzi lug mayim, and they put the megillah in there, and they erased Hashem's name, and they gave that to the soita to drink. That was a chatzi lug mayim. The chatzi lug shemen l'toida. And when it came to a toida, like we just spoke out, when it came to a toida, we'll see later on in the parak exactly what that means. The chatzi lug was used for shemen for the 30 chalas out of the 40 of toida was used for the chatzi lug shemen. What do you use a loig for? Of a loig, all menachos came usually a sarin of silas and a loig of shemen. Therefore, the loig was used to measure the regular amount of oil for a mincha. So those are these three. We had lug, chatzi lug, revias lug. Revias lug is for mitzayra and azir. Chatzi lug is for toida. And the lug is for a regular mincha. I feel a mincha shesamach isarin, even a mincha of 60 isarin, nice loy samach loy give 60 lug, so it's always proportionate. Per isarin is one lug of shemen. Blessed Yaakov Eimer, I feel a mincha shesamach isarin in la luga. That even if you have a mincha of 60 isarin of flour, you only use one loig of shemen. Shneimer it says in the pasuk, la mincha v'loig shemen. And the pasuk it says, la mincha v'loig shemen. And we see from here that every mincha needs a loig shemen. The Gemara will expound on this man the Yama. So the Mishnah says Vaita. Now, what about the Chatzi Ahin? Chatzi Ahin, which is six lug, is lapar, shisha lapar. The Chatzi Ahin was used to measure out the shemen or the yayin that was used for the minchas hasachim of the par. Rashi says shisha lugim liyayin liski apar, wooden l'shemen. Same thing with shemen as well. Varbal ayil, four lug, which is a third of a hin for the ayil, and shloish lekeves, and three for keves, which is a quarter of a hin. Now, shloisha mechsel menorah chatzil choner. Now, for the menorah, you used three and a half lugan, a half a lug for each ner. So that was the shear, how much oil used for the menorah. Akaponim, what comes out from this list is that if you go back to the list, so a hin was used only in the Mishkan and Shemana Mishkan. Chatzi a hin was used for a par, shlisha a hin for ayil, revias a hin lekeves. Loig was for regular mincha, chatzi loig was for toida, and revias loig was for mitzayra and for the lechem of a nozim. Talk to Gemara. Yosef Rebbe v'kakashle. Rebbe had a kasha on this mishnah. Revias lo menimshcha. Why the mind said that you mimayshich the revias, the mida revias? Why did he make it into kli sharis? What's the use? If he did it because of the mayim for mitzayra doesn't need a kli sharis on top of our base now. Chutzu, it's chutz. It's done outside. Like Rashi says, "Mechutz l'machna mit harmes and mitzayra b'tzipurim." Malam alu l'kadusha. Why do you have to mekadosh it? Be nazir for nazir. Like the other thing the Mishnah said mentioned that the revius lug was for nazir. Lechem nazir v'shchitas ayal with the kadosh. It becomes kadosh with the shchitas ayal, not with any. It doesn't become kadosh with the klisharis. So why in the world do you have to meishif that keli if it becomes kadosh with the shchitas ayal? Amalei Rav Chia. It's really needed for a third thing. Shabaya Moided Lechavite Koyangaldo Rivia Shemin Chol Chalo Vechalo. There was 1.5 loig used of Shemin for the morning and for the evening. Now it was turned to 6 chalas. So each chala needed Rivia Shemin. So you use this klishares to measure out the Rivia Shemin from every chala and chala chavitim. Again, the 6 chalas, altogether 1.5 loig of Shemin. Each one's a Rivia Shaloig. And therefore, you needed a Rivia Shemin Chol Chalo Vechalo. So Kari Aleha, Rabbi said on Rabbi Chia, Me'eretz Merchak Isha Tzasi. My Eitzah comes from far away because Rabbi Chia Rashez was from Babel. Rabbi was in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chia came from Babel. The Rabbi Chia Olam Babel, this is came up from Babel, and he says, look, my Eitzah, my Biurim in the Mishnah, my Pshatim in the Mishnah come from a far place from Rabbi Chia. Now the question is, so why did the Mishnah mention this then also? The Mishnah only mentions the two that are not so gay for Shema and Mishcha, it says Revius for Metzaira and Revius for Nazir. Why didn't it mention this one for Kohen Gadol? So the Tiferes Yisrael on the bottom of Mishnayis, he tied is that since Rebbe left it out, and then only later on when Chia reminded him that he remembered about it, he didn't want to put it back into the Mishnah. And the reason is because since they were already used to saying the Mishnah this way, he didn't want to mix them up, and therefore he didn't add it to the Mishnah at a later time. So it says in the Mishnah, Chatzi Lug Mayim Mishamish. What was the Chatzi Lug for? So it says in the Mishnah, Chatzi Lug was for the Chatzi Lug Mayim L'Soito, the Chatzi Lug Shemen L'Toido. Break the Gemara, Yosef Rebbe Vikul Kashle, a similar question like before. Chatzi Lug Lama Nimshach, why do you have to Moshech this Kli as a Kli Sharis? Is Saita v'chichulin who the tzrich l'kedusha? Is the water being used for the Saita chulin? They have to mekashim. Mayim kedoshim k'siv. It says it comes from the kir. Mayim kedoshim. So if it's mayim kedoshim, so then what do you have to be put into another klisharis? It's already kaddish. I Tosis asks on top Tosis, the middle Tosis, he asks that we know Tosis is sorry that once it was already mekudosh in a klisharis, it's a bezoyin, it's a gnai to put into klichoil. So maybe that is why you have to have a klisharis. He says there's dafka dava karav l'mizbech. If it's not karav l'mizbech, it won't be a gnai. So the kash is, so what do you have to be moishchik hatilog for soita anyway is kadosh. The water is kadosh from the kier. Itoida, if it's for the toida, lach mitoida b'shchitas toida the kash. The lach mitoida becomes kadosh with the shchita of the toida. So why in the world do you need the keli to be nimshach? I'll tell you what's for another thing. Like we said in the Mishnah, that how much shema do you use for the menorah? 3.5 lug. A half a lug per ner, per lamp. And you have to measure it out. So use the chatzi lug for that, and therefore it was mekudosh for that, for the kedushas ha-menorah, and therefore it was mekudosh. And Rebbe liked this pshat. So Rebbe says to his son, Ner Yisrael kachaya. That you are, it's like a play on words, because it's talking about the menorah here, but he said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You help me out. You help me with pshat. In this Mishnah, he says, you are the Ner Yisrael. You are mayor, the Ein Dainayim of Yisrael. Kachoyet, that's taka true. This is taka pshat. So the Gemara, Vayitam Rabbi Yechonam Rabbi. Once you mention menorah, we say some halachas about menorah. We know that the menorah, after lit the whole entire time, the next morning when it went out, they made the veneers, they cleaned out all the ashes, cleaned out the lamps, and filled it up with oil again, and relit it that evening. Now what happens, Nerisha Kavsa, Nitshon Hashem, Nitshon HaPsila, Keitzad Oysa. So the question is like this, like Rashi, in the Miyuchas Rashi says, Bechatzi Laila Koidim Ora Yoyim. What happened was, middle of the night, or before it turned day, it went out. Or, the Shemen, we got dirty, we got full of ashes, or the psila got ruined, the psila turned into ashes. So you have to replace something here. You have to replace, you have to add oil, there's no oil left, there's the oil got ruined, or the wick got ruined. What do you do? Keitzaraisa. Mativa, you clean out, and shaman, you add shaman or lick and you relight it. That's the law. You have to relight it in the middle of the night. You have to add shaman and relight it. The question is, how much shaman should you add? Yosef Rabbi's Reka overcome by your lake, you know shaman. You put in the regular chatzi log, even though we're halfway through the ninth ready, do you put in the regular amount of chatzi log? Or you figure out how much is missing, and you replace that amount? That's the question. How much oil do you add? So that was the question that Rav Zreika was clarifying. Rav Yirmiyah answers, Pshita de Kamid Rishayna, you Pzicha put in like Mid Rishayna, which is Chati Log. The Kamash Chasra, if you do a Kamash Chasra, Manoya Dina, how do you know how much is missing? You have to measure it. Pchitam de Mashaila, you measure it, and Kane, Sheva Midais, it says now, Mishra, seven Midais, Novishle Midas Tuva, there's more Midas, you have to make another Midah to measure what's missing. So he agreed to this, Rav Zreika agreed to this answer, and Kari Alei, he said on him the following pasuk. A pasuk actually in Tehillim. He said this pasuk about him, that this is how smart he was, how sharp he is. The pasuk says, "V'hadarcha tzelach rechav al dvar emes v'amvod tzedek." And like Rashi in the Kisviyah explains, the v'hadarcha could be read v'chidutcha. The hey is instead of a ches, replaced by a ches, and the resh is replaced by a dal. V'chidutcha, your sharp wit had atzlocha to explain the dvar emes. That's what he said on him, this pasuk. So the Gemara vaitit, v'nami om ravom, v'echna v'armi lo om ravavav, om chini om ravavavi, ner shekov saw nitchin ha-shemen, the ner that went out because the shemen got too dirty, nitchin ha-psilo, the psilo got burnt out, keitz ha-roisa, mativa, you clean it out, v'nosim ha-shemen, kimidas v'shoyin, you put in shemen like the regular amount, shechatz v'log madlika, and you light it. That's what you do. You light this menorah. Omar, so you see the taka like his answer. It's from first a member from Rabbi Yechon like that, or from Rebbe like that. Talk about right. Omar Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav Sheshes Ner Shibem Mikdash Shall Prokem Haya. The lamps on top of the menorah shall prokem haya. Now Rashi explains Avada, it was one piece, because it says about the menorah Miksha Tasa Yisam, it has to be one piece banged out as one piece. But he says that it was flexible. The nair was flexible. It could be pulled down in order to clean out. That's what he holds. It was attached, but it was flexible. Shalprakamava, kasava kiksiv, kikar, miksha, menoira, venera, saksiv. When it says in the pasuk, kikar, or miksha, it's made for one kikar and it's banged out, which means it's one piece. It says it's going on the menoira and the lamps. The lamps are the cups on top of the menoira that hold the oil. It's all miksha. So now, given the bayatava, now, since you have to clean it out, it's not possible to climb up a ladder and then dig your hand in and clean it up. It has to be able to be flexible and be pulled down towards you, and then you see very clear what's in there, and all the oil pours out, and you clean out all the ashes. That's the only way to do it. So it was the prokim. It was flexible. It was made out of very thin gold, and we were able to pull back and clean out that way. Rav Sheshes says that it was attached, it was one piece, but it was flexible. Meisvei, ketzer oisa, how do you clean out the neiros? How do you clean out the lamps? Ketzer oisa, this is a braisa in Melechas HaMishkon. So it says in the braisa Melechas HaMishkon like this, ketzer oisa, mesalkon, you take it off from Menichem Boil, and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh. Menichem Boil means the Mikdosh, you bring it into the Azara, umekancham, and you wipe it besvog, you clean it out with a sponge, and you re-put shemen into it, you put shemen into it again, and you light it. So it says klar in the brisa of the Melechas HaMishkon that you remove it. So you see it's removable. It's a kasher Rav Sheshes. It's like, who do amakai tana? Rav Sheshes holds like the following tana, that you didn't move it from its place. So, it's mashma, they didn't move it, but they could move it. If they could move it, why didn't they move it? It's definitely better to move it. Like Rashi and Kitzviyat said like this, bit me off. You have a Motzi Mazes law, if you could move it, Amaylo have a Maze law. Of course you remove it. That's the best way to clean it out, is by moving it. So what do you mean, you didn't move it? Why didn't you move it? Teretz is, you have to read the Chama this way. It didn't move. So he holds, like the Chama hold, that you can't remove it. Uman Chacham, who is this Chachamim? Rab Eliezer, Rab Tzadik. Rab Elazar, Rab Tzadik. The Tanya, Rab Elazar, Rab Tzadik. Kimintas Shazov, Hoyala Agaba. So the way Rashi Kisviyah explains that each ner was shaped a little bit like a boat. It was like wide in middle, and really it could have been like round, and then at the end it had a little tip that jutted out where the wick sat. So the oil sat in like the wide part and the round part, and then at the end was a wick with a wick jotted out. Now on top of the round part, there was a cover, a gold cover. And in the middle of that gold cover was a little hole where you put the oil in. But that cover was covered over the oil in order that no dust should get in there. It was a cover. So he says like this. This is how you clean it out. Kimintasho zov hoyo lo al gaba. It had this little like plate, little cover made out of gold that was on top of the ner. Kushumativa, when he cleans it out, he pushes it towards the front, and now it's open, and you clean it out. When he puts the shemen and he puts it back in its spot, and he pours shemen through the hole in the middle. So that's like the chum hole, that you can't remove it. You cannot remove these neiros, they were attached. So we have here a machlokes tanoim, if the neiro was attached to the menorah, or if it could be removed, it could be removed from the menorah. And we'll plug down in tanoi. We're going to bring more tanoim, and we'll see even more that's from sukkim. This machlokes tanoim to the brisa. Menorah, veneiroseha, bois, menakikar, the menorah and the neiros and the lamps, all for one shtick gold, one piece of gold, banged out. But the tweezers that take out the wicks and machtaseh as little shovels to put the ashes in there, that was not from the kikar. Rabbi Chaim Yomer, that's the Tanakam. Rabbi Chaim Yomer, only menorah. Menorah is the bomb of the kikar. Only menorah. V'loy neiroseha, seho, machtaseh, machtaseh. Nothing else besides menorah was the kikar. The neiroseha, the lamps were separate pieces. But loy neirasel makam achzav bais makikar. But my commitment, but haikra, they argue in this pasuk. The tanya into the brisa. The pasuk says like this: kikar zav ya tahar yasa oisa. You should make it out of kikar zav. Eis kol hakelim elam. So we have in this pasuk. First of all, it says oisa, which is some kind of meat. And then what it says es kol hakelim elam. It sounds like it's all part of the one kikar is es kol hakelim elam. So how do you read this pasuk? That's the bit of machlokes. So at the Gemara. But Micah Mif, give high crowd, time of the rice, the kickers of Tar Yasa, he saw the man of the Menorah is above a kicker. Even the Menorah comes from one big kicker of Zav, of gold. Menorah of Rabbis Nair, say, I know Nair, say, our clue to time of Lame, it's called a Kalem Eilat. It's all a Kalem, which means it includes the lamps. They're all part of this kicker Echad of Zav. Maybe Marba, even the tweezers and the shovels, Tamalama Isa, which is a meat. Only the Nairis and the Menorah come from Zav. But nothing else, not Macham Achzah, the Rav Mechemia. So first of all, Stam says, Kasha, Rav Mechemia, Rav Mechemia. Rav Mechemia 4 was the Tano held that only Menorah was from the Kikar. Kasha, the Rav Mechemia, the Rav Mechemia. It's more Tere Tanoi, Liv Rav Mechemia. The two Tanoim, two versions of Rav Mechemia. Rav Shua ben Karcha Eimer, Menorah ba min HaKikar, ve'ein Malka Chel Machzah, Menorah ba min HaKikar. And this Rav Shua ben Karcha is like the Rav Mechemia before. His only Menorah comes from the Kikar. But the Malkachel, or Machzah, and the Nerasel do not come from the Kikar. It says es kol hakelim ha'ela. What do you do with that? Ve'almani mekayim es kol hakelim ha'ela. Sheyu kelim shel zav. It should be zav. The kelim should be made out of gold, which means the malkachel machtasel should be made out of zav. Right tomorrow, zav v'hedik sevei. By zav, it says first in the pasuk that it says in the pasuk. He says nerasel shiva. V'hel is nerasel. V'hel leva panel. U'malkachel machtasel zav dar. It's clear that zav. Zok to gemar le'nitzucha ella lepi haneris. That we're talking about when we say as kala kelim eila, it means to teach us that the pi haneris, the mouth of the neiros, should also be made out of zav. Sakadai tachamino, hoyol pi, and vada is not banged out because one holds that the lamps b'chal are not part of the neiros. But he's saying even those lamps that you put on top of the neiros should be completely zav, and that in the corners should not be made out of different material. Why would you think it should be different material? Sakadai tachamino, hoyol pi haneris. As shkuyim ashkar, it gets very black from the nair and the wick sitting at that corner the whole time. So Torah chas amon yisrael, maybe Torah had rachmanis on the moment of klal yisrael and on top peites. V'levad zav kaldu. We should use maybe an inferior zav. We shouldn't use a zav tar. We should use a zav she'ena tar. We should use a zav with sigim, like it says in Kisviyat. Kamash v'law. Therefore, the pasuk says that it's called kelim eila. It says kikar zav tahar yasa. It says called kelim eila. Even the pi haneiros should be made out of zav.